This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I've never seen so many people so ready for spring to actually get here. The itch is real, and it's not from mosquitoes. So I guess we got that going for us. Our highs for most of the upper Midwest are supposed to be in the upper 50s. Hello, Mother Nature. We're still waiting. This week, I am going to start some tomato and pepper seeds. You can most definitely put seeds of lettuce, kale, and other greens outside. Cold crop transplants like cauliflower, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts can be planted. Other cool season vegetables include beets, carrots, peas, and radishes. Just remember, that soil remains in a tender condition, so don't plant when it's wet. Many garden centers are just considering opening this weekend, over 2 weeks later than normal. And Earth Day is Sunday, for crying out loud. You can start warming your soil with a plastic cover before you plant the seedlings, or use a cold frame to protect them from spring winds and late cold spells. Most of the cool weather vegetables can tolerate a light frost, but keep a cloth handy for sudden cold days and late frosts. Extending the season with cool weather vegetables will keep your dinner table full of fresh, nutritious vegetables for at least a few weeks longer. I was looking up some different kinds of carrots and discovered one called Yaya, so I had to click on it. Turns out it's quite a favorite, developed from a sugar carrot. It's really sweet and juicy and perfect for maple carrot cake. I'll have all this and more on my website, gardenbite.com. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.